Okay, welcome. It's 2018, and I am starting our annual meeting for AFA. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the state chapter leaders. Welcome, Chip. Welcome to our officers, those who are still in office and those who are up for our vote tonight. So I'm going to talk for about 30 minutes. If I talk myself out and there's time remaining, ask Ginger to just jump in a little early and give us the voting results. So the meeting is going to go something like this. Let me just grab my notes real quick because I have like a million things on my screen right now. Bear with me. Hold on. Okay. So Chris Galusha, he resigned. And I wanted to, so I'm taking on his part, which was kind of a last-minute thing. So I think what I'd like to do is discuss the things that he brought to AFA, because he spent a lot of time trying to make it better. And one of the things that Chris did with the help of the board was to, he started the regional directors, which is a great idea, because what it does is it sort of breaks up the country into, obviously, regions, and each region is going to be led by the regional directors, who are directors and or officers. And we have a list of what this is, and I'm going to publish it after this meeting so that everyone else is on board. And Aaron Kismiller, who is running for office as vice president tonight and is one of our directors, he made this great map, which I'm going to be bringing to the Jamboree, which is all color-coded. It looks really cute. So what we did was we made the regions coincide with the RARC system so that hopefully if we agree as a board and as a membership to take on advocacy, we are in a great position to do that. We're all lined up on the same page. So I wanted to thank Chris and the board for that accomplishment. The other thing that we did this year was we started to get out more and go to some tiny house jamborees and to local jamborees. A lot of them that John put on the East Coast, one in Tennessee, one in New Jersey. I think there was one in Florida. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to really get a presence for the American Tiny House Association at these events. So we ask our state chapter leaders whenever possible to do that, and we have a stipend for them to do that with. So that will also be published later. So in the short run, John Kernahan and I are going to the Jamboree this year. We're going to host a booth, and John's bringing his amazing firehouse, so I'm really excited about that. And we hope to really reach out to our members and to increase our membership. So that's been our focus last year, is to get our regional directors in line and to get our framework for, our organizational structure, and also to be in a position to get the word out. So for those of you who may be new members, I want to just give a brief history of AFA. So AFA was formed by four or five members in 2015, the key member being Elaine Walker. She made this great website. She brought in, the people at the time, like, Andrew Heben and others who, and Robert Reed, who was the president. And they really put together a great website. Well, it was great in 2015. Since then, so what we were about was, at that time, was information. And Elaine did a great job. She posted all kinds of things. But unfortunately, we've really fallen into a position of not being as vital as we used to be, because so many more people have come on board since then. And so we need to really step up our game. And we have a budget to start our website and to really make it great. And that's going to be our focus. I talked to our board, and we're all set to do that. So we're going to increase our website. And, yeah, and then that's what that's about. So next thing I wanted to do was to restate our mission and goals, which is kind of a part of that. So having said that, we came from a place of being, from education and data, we see ourselves, we're all in this together, trying to really change and amend our mission statement to a position of advocacy. So we're going to be spending time as a board in the next month or so, maybe a little longer, revisiting our mission and our goals and sort of developing a strategic plan going forward where we say, okay, so we know all about tiny houses now. We know how to make them for the most part. We know we can't site them legally. And so now we need to say, well, what are we going to do? So what we really need to do is to use our framework, to use our influence as ASA, and to say, okay, we're gonna recruit everyone who wants to come on board in a collaborative effort, and we're gonna really get out there as a unified force and fight for making tiny houses legal. So towards that end, we've taken on some fairly large expenses within AFA, and we may not be done with this, because if you're going to be out there advocating, you know, especially the people who are in a position as directors, they're liable. So we have to be really, really careful how we do this. So we're going to be working on some guidelines for that and some policies. And we may also need to spend some more money making sure that we are legally in a position to do that and to protect the people who do it for us. So I think without saying any more about that, I'll just go over our budget really quickly. And I might open it up if we have some time. I can unmute people if I can figure out how to do it. You guys will have to bear with me. So just so that you know how we stand fiscally, our budget is sound. We're solvent. We currently have on hand almost $12,000. This year we had a 15% increase in our income of about $5,800. That's added to that $11,600. And then we had expenses of about $3,700. That's the end of September. So, you know, we're on target for our budget, but we have to step up our game a little bit. So going forward, what we discussed as a board is that we really need to get out there and build up our membership. But you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword where we have to sell something. We're selling something. We're like, okay, so we want you to be a member of our group, but what is it that we're doing? You know, what do you get as a member? So what you're going to get is you're going to get the opportunity to be, you know, in the forefront of this advocacy effort, and to get your credentials and to sort of, you know, say, yeah, I did this for my state, and then we're going to publish it. You know, we're going to put it in the newsletter. We're going to put it in the website. You know, if we can get our blog up to speed, we'll have our blog. And so being a part of AFA, being a member of AFA, it's going to be a big deal. But we are coming from a place where we're not so strong, and we're moving into a position where we hope to like really take over. So I welcome all the new members, and I'm really excited about the election tonight. And I just want to let you know that as the president coming in, I'm really dedicated to the next year, to really bringing AFA into a position of prominence, where we are vital. When I go to the Jamboree this, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be reaching out to, you know, some of the folks who I already know, like B.A. Norgaard and Angie Morrison and folks like that, and saying, you know, hey, we need to, like, bring in all of our separate efforts and be together on the same page. I also hope to meet some of our state chapter leaders and definitely, you know, a lot of members and potential members and get the word out. So that's what we're up to this year. And so the other thing is I want everything that we do in AFA to be transparent. One of the things that I know that the state chapter leaders and the members are concerned about is this inability to interact with the board. So that's going to be my number one priority as president. We used to have Alexis DeHart be our coordinator, and she was great. I mean, because she was actually out there in her, you know, tiny house driving around the country, and she knew everybody, and that's awesome. I would love to bring her back on. So if I see Alexis, I'm going to definitely talk to her about that. But because we need that person. We need them to reach out to the regional directors and bring in all the information that's coming from the state chapter leaders and the membership. And we need to publish. That's going to be my priority and something that I'll you know, nag the board about. So that's where we're at right now. So Ginger, Rachel, if you want to unmute yourself and just give us the results of the election, that's where we're at. Okay, so can everybody hear me?
Okay, I'm hoping everybody can hear me.
Okay, I can hear you, Ginger. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. All right, well, good evening. My name is Ginger Reichel. I'm the Secretary of the American Tiny House Association, and we opened up the voting for this year's election 2 weeks ago, and I have tallied the results so far. Everyone who voted was confirmed to be a member of the organization, and we have the following results. For Region 2, which is the Pacific Northwest, covering Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming, the new director is Jim Manley. For Region 6, the Northeast, which covers Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont, the new director is Debbie Kaplan. For Region 7, the Mid-Atlantic, which covers District of Columbia, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia, Lisa Ward was reelected. As standing Vice President, Amy Turnbull automatically ascends to the President's position for the 2017-18 year. Lisa Ward was reelected as treasurer, and I was reelected as secretary of the organization. And we had two nominees for vice president. And with 57% of the vote, our new vice president is John Kernahan. Congratulations to everyone.
Congratulations. Thank you, Ginger. Can you guys hear me? I hope so, because I think the only one unmuted at this point is Ginger. So that's awesome. So welcome to Jim, to Betty, Lisa. We welcome you back, and Ginger, obviously, and then there's me, of course, yay, and John, I'm really excited to work with you as Vice President, so I think we're going to be a really great board this year, and I am ready to get started, so if any of those people that I just mentioned want to unmute themselves, I think you hit star 6. And if you want to do that right now and welcome, introduce yourself, and then say a quick hello, then after that we'll end the meeting.
Amy, I had to enter the PIN in order to unmute myself, so it might be better if you just did the star 5 to unmute everyone.
Oh, okay, I'll do it again. Okay, so those people who can who I encourage to speak right now are the people that won the election and are new to our to AFA. So if you would like to speak now, that would be great. Take a few moments, introduce yourself, and then we'll end the call.
Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Kaplan, and I am the new Northeast Regional Director. Excuse me. And I actually just arrived in Massachusetts from Florida about 45 minutes ago. I drove north. I moved here, and I am very excited to lend my energy and efforts to the Tiny House movement through the American Tiny House Association, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
Great. Welcome, Debbie. Thank you. Jim, did you want to say a few words? Maybe Jim is either not on the call or having trouble unmuting. So, Lisa, did you want to say something, or Ginger?
Sure. This is Lisa Ward. I want to thank everyone for the opportunity to serve again as treasurer and the director for the Capital Region, and I look forward to a great year.
Great. Thank you. Ginger?
Sure. Thank you all again. And, you know, part of my responsibility with the organization is communications. And so whether that's the email, we'll be working on the website. Of course, we have our Facebook group and our Facebook page. And so we're looking to our members to really help us identify the best ways to communicate with them and what kind of information you want to hear from us. So, you know, collect your thoughts and let us know by email or on the Facebook page, and let us know what you would like to see from us in the next year, and we will do our best to accomplish that.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, finally, John, welcome.
Wow. Okay. First, I want to thank Aaron for throwing his hat into the ring and for everything that he's been doing behind the scenes that the membership don't see, all of his marketing ideas and everything. Aaron's just super awesome, and it's just amazing that we have such a cool guy on the board and everything that he brings to the table. And I just want to thank everybody for the vote of confidence. Thank you. That's I look forward to working with Amy. And as everybody knows on the board, I'm a total company guy. I believe in the bylaws, and I believe in the organization, and that's my horse in this race. That's what I'm all about. So thank you all very much.
Great. So we have like 10 minutes left. If anyone else wants to talk, I'm just going to open it up, because otherwise we're just going to hang up. So I'm going to let you do that by hitting *6 and announcing yourself. Okay, no one wants to speak, so they probably can't figure out how to do it on this call. So I'm just going to end the meeting at this point. So I thank everybody for participating, and hopefully we'll get the hang of this. Next time I'd like to have some visuals to go with the meeting as well. So there's that.
Amy?
Yeah?
Can I just make one suggestion here? So we have two new directors, Debbie and Jim. Congratulations and welcome. It's probably important for them to know about Slack, since that is how we do a lot of our communication. So I don't know that Jim's on the call or not, but I just wanted to remind you about that.
Okay, so Jim and Debbie, we have all your information, I would assume, through Ginger. So I'll let Ginger, as secretary, set that all up with you. So
okay.
Thanks for that. Yeah. So if you have any problem at all, feel free to reach out to me, director at AFA, or, director at AFA. There's
so,
that. So,
Amy, is that how we communicate with each other, is through email or
well,
the Slack program that you're talking about?
Yeah, the platform that we have for communication is Slack for directors. And what I would really like to do going forward is on our website have sort of an intranet. So I don't know if that would complement Slack, but, you know, this idea that, you know, just the directors are talking, I think it's great, of course, because we need to, because we're running the organization. But I also want to bring in the membership as well. So that's going to be something that I want to work on when we start the website. But in the short run, the way the directors talk to each other is on Slack. And I know there's a channel also there for state chapter leaders. Not sure everyone knows about it. So in the next week or so, we're going to be making sure that everybody who was supposed to be on the call was on the call tonight, and if not, all the regional directors will need to reach out to their state chapter directors and let them know what's going on, and I will make sure that they have access to the open Slack channel. And then, of course, as state chapter leaders, you know, you will then reach out to your members. So, you know, this is something that's, you know, ongoing that we're always trying to improve with technology. So, yeah. Did anyone else want to speak?
What's the next meeting?
So the next meeting will be announced through Slack,
okay.
And will probably be the second week of, we usually do the second Sunday of every month, Eastern time, 7 p.m., and Pacific time, 4 p.m.
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, or did anyone else want to speak? No? Okay, so I'm going to end the call. Thank everybody for participating, and we will talk to you on Slack.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.